早安，弟兄姐妹。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
高兴今天能够在主日跟弟兄姐妹们一起的来敬拜我们的神。
I'm happy to be able, to get together with all of you to worship our Lord.
如果你还没有在这个网上直播的交谈区问候弟兄姐妹的话，你们现在可以花一点时间彼此的问候，彼此的问安，彼此说耶稣爱你，愿神的平安与你同在。
We can send our greetings to our brothers and sisters and friends through the chat room on our website. So if you haven't already done so, I encourage you right now, then you can send words of greetings to brothers and sisters, saying something like, Lord, God loves you, Jesus loves you.
在过去这一周，神把一些弟兄姐妹或亲人的这个放在你的心中，你记挂他们，你为他们祷告，可是你还没有联络他们。
If in this past week God put some family members or friends or acquaintances and so on in your heart, and you care about them, but you haven't actually been in contact with them.
那就不要再拖延，现在你就赶快用你电话简讯跟他们讲一下，说哎，我这一周有想到你，在替你祷告。
Then please do not procrastinate. I would encourage you just at this moment text them, telling them that you have them in your hearts and you have been praying for them.
我们要学习对圣灵的感动产生敏锐的这个感触。
We must learn to be sensitive to the moving of the Holy Spirit,
而不是习以为常的变成消灭圣灵的感动。
And not to grieve the moving of the Holy Spirit.
我们开始今天的信息之前，我们一起做祷告。
Let's pray.
我今天特别要为我们儿童主日崇拜的老师们祷告。
Today I would like to particularly pray for our Sunday school or Sunday children worship teachers.
Yeah, 因为我也邀请弟兄姐妹们在周间的时候也特别为参加儿童这个主日崇拜的服事的同工们祷告。
I would also invite brothers and sisters that during the week do not forget to pray for brothers and sisters who are participating in children's program.
我们这群弟兄姐妹们自动自发的，不但是个人的，更是群体的，每一周都花上很多的时间心思，为着要带领我们的孩子，我们的下一代能够来认识主耶稣基督。
This group of brothers and sisters of their own accord, they voluntarily devote much time and energy to help preparing our next generations.
他们是有使命感的。
They have a sense of mission.
他们不是只是让我们在这边崇拜的时候替你带孩子而已。
They just don't merely take care of children when the adults are doing worship.
他们知道他们事工的价值。
They know the value of their service.
因为他们知道他们服侍的这些孩子生命的价值。
Because they know the value, the worth of the lives of the children whom they are now serving.
好，让我们一起祷告。
So, let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你聚集你的儿女，今天早晨来到你的面前，献上我们的敬拜。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for gathering us, your children, together, worship you today.
主，我们知道，当你的儿女奉你的名敬拜的时候，你就在我们中间。
We know that when we worship, when your children worship in your name, you are in our midst.
主，我们知道，当我们实际的真的是以心灵和诚实献上我们敬拜的时候，你的心就是喜悦的。
We also know that if we truly worship you, if we worship you in spirit and in truth, then you are pleased.
而主，当我们知道你心中喜悦的时候，我们自己的心灵也得到满足了。
And we also know that when we know that you are pleased, we are pleased as well.
主，今天早晨我们为服事的同工们祷告。
Today we are praying for brothers and sisters who are in your service.
主，教会的肢体，主，我们异口同声的来到你的面前，为着这些摆上有奉献牺牲服事的弟兄姐妹们，我们献上感恩。
This church as a body, we come together before you. We send our, give you our thanks for those brothers and sisters who are participating in your service.
主，你自己知道他们在你面前的摆上。
You know, their devotion to you.
他们不是为了得到人的称赞而做事。
They do that not for the praise from human beings.
也不是为了要让自己有一种自傲感而去做事。
They do that not in order for them, they themselves to feel proud, feel satisfied.
他们知道他们的服事是在你面前一个谦卑的摆上。
Because they know their service is a humbly committing themselves to you.
他们知道他们能够在你的面前服事是你所赐给他们的恩典。
They know that the very reason that they can serve you through serving brothers and sisters and friends is because of your grace.
在每日的繁忙生活之中，
In the midst of the busyness of lives,
在每周的工作和家庭和各式各样他们心中的负担之中，
In the midst of all cares about family lives, about work and other things in lives,
他们把他们的主耶稣基督和你福音的事工摆在首位。
They still place Lord Jesus Christ and his work on the top of their list.
他们把他们对教会弟兄姐妹还有教会里面家庭成员的爱能够实际的能够表现出来。
They manifest their love for their family members, for friends, for brothers and sisters in church.
所以今天，主，我们来到你的面前，我们向你为他们献上感谢。
So we thank you for them because they actually materialize their love for this world.
我们也再次异口同声，同心的向你祈求，主，你赐福给他们，你大大的赐福给他们。
Once again, we would like to offer our prayer to you as one man that you bless them abundantly.
让他们在自己的聪明才智之外，主，有你属天的供应。
Besides the talents that you have given them, they also receive your blessings from heaven.
在他们自己的精力的投入之外，主，有你属天的能力与他们同在。
Besides the energy and the time that they have put aside for your work, may you give them heavenly blessings and be present with them.
今天早晨我们奉你名聚会。
Today, we worship in your name.
不论是我们这个成人的聚会或儿童的聚会，主，都是我们在你面前我们所献上的敬拜。
Whether the adult worships or children worship is both the worship that we commit to you.
愿你悦纳。
May you be pleased with our worship. And may you bless our worship.
愿你与我们说话。
And may you speak to us.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们现在的解经的正道系列，我们现在在查哥林多前书。
So now we are in the process of studying Corinthians, First Corinthians.
上周刘长老带我们看到这段的经文，是讲到在神的教会当中有分裂的危机。
Last Saturday, Elder Liu spoke to us about the crisis that the Corinthian church faced.
后来呢，教会有位姐妹问起来。
And the crisis is about the division and splitting of that church. And later, a sister asked us this question.
这姊妹爱教会啊。
This sister loves our church.
这个姊妹关心教会啊。
This sister cares for the church.
所以她就问起来了。
So she raised this question.
她说，教会现在出了什么问题啊？
So she asked, is it that our church now has some problems occurring?
教会现在有这个不合一、有分裂的情形吗？
Is it that our church now experience division?
我们感谢神，姊妹有这样的一颗关心和爱心。
We thank the Lord for the care, for the love that this sister has for our church.
但是我们告诉姊妹说，教会没有分裂的问题现在。
But we assured her that in our church there is no such problems.
我们不是说因为看见了事情，看见了问题，然后在讲台上面做一个文章。
It is not our way of doing things that we lectures about a problem just after we notice that the problem has already occurred.
只是因为神的话语经文带领我们看到这个主题，所以我们要去认识这个主题，我们要去了解这个主题。
The very reason that we have decided to talk about this book is because Lord has moved us, Lord has told us about the importance and value of the specific topics dealt with in this particular book.
对我们来说，认识了解这个主题，然后我们要去实践这当中的这个教训，这是神要给我们的功课。
For us, first to know and understand clearly the topics or the issues touched discussed in this particular book, and the second, how to carry God's teachings into practice. This is the important thing for us to do.
我相信我们都有这样的一个认知。
I'm sure that we all have such knowledge or awareness.
等到人与人之间已经貌合神离，已经有分裂的这个倾向的时候，
If we wait until we see the problem surface, that is, brothers and sisters, they are divided, already divided into smaller groups.
你再要他们合回来是难上加难，甚至是不可能的。
And this appears to be in unity, but actually it's not. If we wait until that point, then it's very difficult, if not impossible, to unite them again.
所以在我们做神的儿女的这个成长的过程当中，
So in the process of our growing as a child of God,
神话语的教导是给我们提醒。
The teachings of words, of God, is for the purpose of alerting us to foreseeable or possible problems.
合一是要有主耶稣基督的恩典，但是这同样是要我们去努力追求的。
Unity in Christ needs grace from Lord Jesus Christ, but it also needs our cooperation and our efforts.
人与人之间要分歧、要分裂、要分开，实在是太容易了。
It is very easy for human beings to be divided into smaller groups and even to split.
所以呢，神的话语好像是一个预防针，给我们打一个预防针。
So God's words are just like a precaution measures,
a vaccine, precaution measures
for us not to step into, proceed into that problem.
所以啊, 刘长老, 上周跟我们分享神的话, 神的心意。
So last Saturday, Elder Liu shared with us about God's will, God's heart, and God's words.
他说这种合一只有在主耶稣基督里面能够得到。
He told us that this kind of unity is accomplished only within Jesus Christ.
然后我记得他同样说，这样的合一不但在属于耶稣的教会里面能够看得见，同样的，在一个属耶稣的家庭当中能够看得见。I
also remember that he told us that this kind of unity in Christ not only can be seen in a church, it can also be seen in a family.
我们今天从第十七节开始读。
Today we will start from verse 17.
我们今天的经文，我们从第一章的第十七节到第二章的第五节。
Today's message, for today's message, I will cover chapter 1, verse 17 through chapter 2, verse 17.
因为这一段是有一个中心思想的。
Because this particular passage has a central message or a central theme.
但是因为这段经文长，我们就不在一开始的时候把它全部读完。
But because of the length of this Bible passage, I will not read them.
但是我们会一段一段的去看，然后我们从当中学习神的话语。
But we will study this Bible passage section by section, and we will learn from God's words.
保罗在第十七节的时候告诉哥林多的信徒，他说：“基督差遣我，原不是为了要施洗，乃是为了要传福音，并不是用智慧的言语，免得基督的十字架落了空。”
In verse 17, Paul writes, "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with the words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power."
保罗在这一段经文里面,
in this Bible passage,
保罗用了智慧的言语 非常多次。
Paul used quote unquote wisdom this wording many times.
他用了这个智慧，然后呢，用了言语分开的，也是不断的重复的提出来。
He not only uses the words like wisdom many times, but also speech or words many times.
你如果很快的翻到第二章第一节，你也会看到保罗同样的重复说：“弟兄们啊，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高这个高言大志对你们宣讲神的奥秘。”If
you quickly turn to chapter 2, then you will immediately see that Paul again said, "I do not use a lofty speech or wisdom."
这个智慧的言语，或者是这个高言大志。
This kind of quote unquote lofty speech or wisdom, or words of eloquent wisdom.
在希腊原文里面就是 Sophia Logo.
In the Greek originally, they are Sophia
Logo.
Logo.
Sophia 就是智慧。
Sophia means wisdom.
Logo 的字根就是 logos, 就是言语。
The root of logos is logos, which means speech or words.
保罗在这一段经文里面不断的重复的就是，我来到你们当中，不是用一种智慧的言语在教导你们。
So in this particular Bible passage, Paul over and over again emphasized the fact that When I was with you, I did not use words of eloquent wisdom, or I did not use so-called lofty speech or wisdom to preach the gospel to you.
我在建造教会的时候，我的重点在第十七节就说是主耶稣基督的十字架。
When I build or found a certain church, my focus is just like is said in verse 17, Jesus Christ and His cross.
他说我所要给的不是智慧的言语或 Sophia Logos， 但是在十八节他说要给的是十字架的道理。
So in verse 17, he said that I do not want to give you so-called the words of eloquent wisdom, but rather in verse 18, I give you Christ and His cross.
十字架的道理，这个道理的原文就是 Logos.
The words of the cross in the original is
Logos. 弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
保罗在这段经文里面让我们属神的儿女清楚地认识到一个基督徒信心的基础是什么。
So in this Bible passage, Paul clearly allows us to see what is the foundation of the belief of a Christian.
他做了一个很美好很完整的一个呈现给我们看。
So he presents this truth very clearly and beautifully.
这里有所谓从人的角度有一种所谓智慧的言语。
From in human terms, there is a kind of words which is words of eloquent wisdom.
Sophia Logos.
Or Sophia Logos.
可是成一个强烈对比的是十字架的话语。
But in sharp contrast with it, we have the words of the cross.
The Logos of the cross.
The Logos of the cross.
智慧的言语
Words of eloquent wisdom
是从人的角度去看
is said from a human perspective.
是从人的角度去判断
is being judged.Or assessed,
而当我们继续看经文的时候，我们就会看见十字架的话语在人的眼中是愚昧的话语，是愚拙的话语。
So if we continue to read this passage, we will find that on the contrary, the words of the cross from a human perspective is foolish.
弟兄姐妹，这个是非常非常清楚、非常非常强烈的对比。
This is a very clear and a very marked contrast, sharp contrast.
这个是讲到一个基督徒信心的基础。
This talks about the foundation of the belief of a Christian.
这同样的是讲到一个教会根基的基础。
It also talks about the foundation of a church of Christ.
但是这个不是只是讲到人死了以后上不上天堂。
But these verses do not merely talk about after one dies, one goes to heaven.
这个是讲到当你的信心的生命建造在正确的基础上面，这个生命的茁壮和呈现应该是如何。
This is to talk about if your faith is built on a right foundation, then your growth and maturity in spiritual journey, what it will be like.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们可能很多人不了解，对保罗来说，当他说他不是用智慧的言语来传福音的时候，是多么大的多么重要的一句话。
Maybe many of us do not understand when Paul says that he does not preach the gospel with words of eloquent wisdom, how important this means to him.
因为保罗本身不是一个没有知识、没有学识、没有口才的一个人。
Because Paul himself does not lack in eloquence, in knowledge, or in speech, in language.
他不是一个没有上过学，然后呢，就是做干粗活的一个人。
He is not an uneducated person.
他不是说因为我口才不好，我没有学识，所以我就不是用所谓智慧的言语，这个高言大词跟你们说话。He
is not saying that because I am poor in expressing myself, or I am not learned, so I do not preach the gospel with words of eloquent wisdom.
保罗从小就是生长在一个父母非常关心他的学习和培养他未来的一个家庭当中。Paul
has been growing up in a family where his parents very cares about his education and how to cultivate him to be a wonderful high class person.
我们知道他是大树的扫罗。We
know he's Saul of
Tarsus.
Tarsus.
大树是当时罗马帝国当中的一个重点城市。Tarsus
is a key cities, one of the key cities in Roman Empire.
重点城市就是他们在军事、在经济、在这个学术层面有重点的发展。So
what it means by being a key a city means it is highly advanced in terms of military affairs or culturally or economically.
Yeah, culturally and education.
Education. Yeah.
所以他从小就是在最好的一种希腊文化的教育制度之下成长的。So
he grew up in the best of Greek cultures and education.
在世界上，当时希腊的文化和他的教育是这个举世闻名的，直到今日，是不是？
At that time, even today, Greek civilization is very important and very famous.
但是当他在青少年的时候，父母因为是犹太人，所以把他送回了耶路撒冷，要接受正统的犹太教育。So
because his parents are Jews, so they send him back to Jerusalem in his teenage period to receive Orthodox Jewish education.
他离家到了耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷那可是由全世界犹太人精英集中的地方。
So he left his home and went to Jerusalem, and at that time, Jerusalem is the center where the Jews elite is.
然后他去了耶路撒冷，他要接受犹太教育，他不是随随便便找了一个老师，他到当时最出名的老师的学院里面，加玛列的学院里面去学习。And
he went to one of the most famous institutions at that time, and being taught
under Gamaliel.
Under
Gamaliel.
Gamaliel.
你知道这个扫罗，他这个就是在十几岁的时候进了哈佛，进了耶鲁。So
that means,
Paul.
Paul.
Yeah,
so,
this is like Paul going to Harvard or Yale when he's only in his teenage years. Okay. 他认真又聪明。And
he was very serious in his studies and he's smart.
他是被他的老师、被那些有权有势的人看好的一个人。
And all his teachers and all those in power, they think he is very promising.
你记得他还在少年的时候，他就跟当时在耶路撒冷议会，就是耶路撒冷城里面掌权的人的当中，是他们的一份子。
So when he was very young, he was already one of the members who worked together with those in authority.
所以斯提凡当时被公会在用石头打死的时候，保罗就是当时一个在旁观看的。
So when Stephen was stoned to death because of his faith in Christ, Paul was one of those who witnessed this happening.
然后不久之后，他就脱颖而出的成了一个特例，从大祭司的手中拿到一份公文，让他可以到各处去逼迫教会。
So not long after Saul received the authorization to go from a chief priest of Jewish religion that he can go anywhere to persecute Christians.
弟兄姐妹，保罗不是一个平凡的人。
So, brothers and sisters, Paul is by no means an ordinary person.
他不是一个没有野心的人。
He is by no means a person who has no ambition.
他不是一个没有才智，然后没有这个魄力的一个人。
He is not someone who lacks in talents or wisdom.Or ability.
他是事实上是完全的相反。
Actually, it's quite the contrary.
保罗跟我们今天很多人一样啊。
Paul is just like many of us today.
只不过他是不能这样讲。保罗是比我们今天很多的人好的太多了。
Paul is even superior to many of us today.
他是一个认真上进的人。
He is a very earnest in studies.
他是一个有抱负有魄力的人。
He is a ambitious person full of aspirations.
他是一个看见他该做的事情，他想要做的事情，他是不做到不罢休的人。
He is whenever he sees something that he needs to do or he wants to do, he will do it with his utmost.
他是一个鞭策自己的人。
He is one who has a very strong self-discipline.
他是一个完全投入的人。
He's one who's totally commit himself to something he has in mind.
他是一个热忱热心的人。
He's a very zealous person at many points.
当他要传福音的时候，
So when he decides to preach the gospel,
一个这样子有背景有环境有能力有经历的人，他要用什么方式让人来吸引人来听他要传讲的信息？
So for someone who has such upbringing, such ability, such knowledge, as we have just described him, so in what ways will he use to preach the gospel?
保罗知道。
Paul knows.
保罗不但知道他自己，他知道这个人的心和人的思想。
Paul not only knows himself, he also knows human hearts.
你看二十二节、二十三节，保罗说犹太人要的是什么？神迹。
So take a look at verse 22 and verse 23. He says that Jews demands signs.
他说希利尼人或希腊人他们要求的是智慧。
Greeks seek wisdom.
他知道他要传信息的对象要求的是什么。
He knows that his, what his audience would,
同样他知道他能够供应什么。
Also, he knows how or what he can provide.
从他自己的能力背景当中他非常能够释放的。
So from his own background and his ability, it's very easy for him to be in connect with his audience.
可是保罗把这些所有属事属人属自己的事情他全部撇开，他说我只讲十字架。
But Paul cast aside all those things which belong to the world, and he said that I preachChrist crucified only.
二十三节他说我们却是传钉十字架的基督。
In verse 23, he says that we preach Christ crucified.
不是只讲不是只讲基督啊。
We not only, we preach not only about Christ.
不是只讲有一个救主。
We preach not only about there's a savior.
我们要讲这个人是被钉死的一个救主。
What we preach is Christ and the Christ being crucified.
那当然对犹太人来说就是一个绊脚石，对外邦人来说就是一种愚拙，是一种愚蠢啊。
Of course, given what we read in previous passages, for Jews, this is stumbling block, and for Greeks, this is a folly.
但是他说，你看，可是在蒙召的人，你不论是犹太人也好，是外邦人也好，基督总为神的能力，神的智慧。
But Paul continues to say that, but to those who are called, both Jews and the Greeks, Christ is the power of God, and Christ is the wisdom of God.
在过去这几年当中，
in past few years,
曾经有人跟我反映带领教会的方式。
They were people who commented to me on the ways that a church should be led.
那曾经有人跟我提到，
Somebody mentioned this to me.
怎么你们在教会里面，不论是讲台上面也好啊，主日学当中也好啊，查经班当中也好啊，
Why is that in your church, whether in Sunday schools, whether in Bible study class, or in fellowships?
怎么总是就好像讲圣经？
You talk about nothing but the Bible.
然后呢，好像追根究底，全部就是在讲耶稣。
And you actually talk about only one thing, that is Jesus Christ.
这样子的一个信息，翻来覆去的听了，人听了会乏味。
So this kind of passage, is being repeated over and over again, and it would make people of bored.
每周见到的是相同的面貌。
Every week we see same faces.
每周讲到的是相同的道理。
Every week we are preached about the same topic.
那然后这个说实在的，过去两千年不是讲的都是一样的东西吗？太老太旧了，太沉了。
So to be honest, in the past 2,000 years, isn't this the only thing that we have been talking about? So this is really outdated and really very boring.
人需要的是新鲜的，是新奇的。
You know that people likes to hear the novel thing, the new things.
然后至少要听一点这个有深度的、有学识的。
At least they would like to hear something with a certain degree of depth or some kind of deep knowledge.
啊，我们要学习怎么样去综合其他宗教的观点，然后来加强这个你们教会里面的这个教义和教导。
So what we need to do, according to this person, is that.To synthesize the essential points of all religions put them integrated into your teachings in this church.
Yeah, 有人说这个福音很好，救恩很好，那我们要扩扬发展。
Some people say that the gospel is good, salvation is good, and we need to develop it.
是不是啊？要传福音啊，要让更多的人进到教会啊。
Isn't it that we must proclaim or spread the gospel? We must attract more people into the church.
那我们要学学人家这个管理学。
So we should learn something about management of a church.
啊，我们要学学人家这个是。人的智慧的结晶，你怎么样带到教会里面，你就可以，教会就会像其他的这种机构企业一样，你可以茁壮成长。
So we need to learn from other religions and bring their best parts into this church, so that only this way can this church thrive and develop further.
如果你听到这样的一些意见和思想的时候，你心中是什么样的反应啊？
If you hear about such kind of opinions, what would your response be?
也许我们当中有些人正是有这样的思想，不谋而合。
Maybe some of us really have this similar, exactly the same ideas, and they would agree.
我相信我们当中有些人心里面一听，可能就觉得很抵拒。
I believe that some of us, when hearing about this, they may resist against this kind of thinking.
我们怎么用人的知识、人的智慧带到教会里面？我们可是教会啊！我们只要继续做我们以前做的，我们不要改变，我们认真的继续就这样缩头做就好了，不需要去听别的，去学别的。
How can we bring human knowledge and human experience into our church? We need only to continue doing what we have been doing, and that's enough.
那你知道，当我听到这些建议的时候，这些都是好心的建议。
You know, when I heard about these opinions, of course, these opinions were all well meant.
我心里面是砰砰跳。
Actually, I was a bit shocked or scared.
Oh, actually, no, it's not shocked or scared. I am, my heart starts to pound hard. Yeah, I didn't say whether shocked, scared, or excited yet. 砰砰，心中砰砰跳，为什么？因为这种说法和讲法有一定程度的吸引力。
Because this kind of thinking or this kind of expression has a certain degree of attractiveness.
别人不讲之前，我都有这种想法了。
Even before I heard about this opinion, I myself had such thinking.
如果有人来告诉我，如果今天这位弟兄过来跟我说 ，James。
If there was a brother who came to me and said to me, James,
他说如果呢，你可以多看一点书，多讲一点这个有智慧的人的话语，然后呢，把你的这个信息讲得更新鲜一点，你知道我的朋友就更喜欢来听，他们专门喜欢听那种。
If you can read more books from the world, if you can talk about in a more novel or of a fresh way, then I'm sure many of my friends would be like to come and hear from you.
我有很多朋友，他们思想很好。
Many friends of mine, they think well.
他们最喜欢的就是听那些有知识、有深度的人讲话，然后让他们可以提升他们自己对自己和对世界的认识。
They like the best.To hear from the wise or from the learned, in order to enhance their own knowledge.
我为了能够将福音传给他们，这样的说法对我是有一种吸引力，因为我要去做到。
So in order for me to be able to preach the gospel to them, this kind of suggestions really has a certain degree of attractiveness to me because I would like to.Preach, spread the gospel to those people.
我们的目的是传福音，是建造教会，没错。
Our purpose is to spread the gospel, is to build the church. There is nothing, this is true.
而我们也实际的可以看得见，如果引进管理制度。
And we can also.Agree to a certain extent that if we can draw in some worldly management system or knowledge,
那教会至少在人数的成长和扩张之上会有显著的改善。
Then at least I'm sure the number of people coming to this church will be on the rise.
连我这样子微不足道的人都有这样的认识，像保罗这样的精英怎么会不知道？
So even such a person like me, who is just an ordinary person. Even I have this kind of awareness and understanding, let alone Paul.
当保罗说我不用智慧，这种属人的智慧和方式去传信息的时候，
when Paul says that he does not preach the gospel with words of eloquent wisdom, with this which is from the world.
这对他来说并不容易，弟兄姐妹。
So for such a person like Paul, this is by no means easy.
事实上，对他来说是非常的。
In fact, this way of preaching the gospel is very hard, difficult for him.
保罗在他的思想和他的感受当中, 他需要了解这一点。
In Paul's own thinking and the feeling, he must realize this point.
我的人生是顺着神的带领去走呢, 还是顺着人的意思去做?
Do I walk by the principle and the guidance of God, or do I walk by the will and the liking of human beings?
神给了我一个使命，我就照着我的方式去扩大它，然后呢去彰显它，还是我要用神所给我的这个工作，我要认真的、持守的去做。
So now God has given me this mission that is to preach the gospel. So do I do it with my own ways, my own thinking, to enlarge it, to propel it, to promote it, or do I just do it faithfully in accordance with God's teachings and God's will?
保罗是经历神迹的人。
Paul is one who has experienced a lot of miracles.
他的得救就是一个神迹。
His own salvation is itself a miracle.
走路在路上, 要去逼迫教会, 结果瞎了眼, 看见了主耶稣基督, 然后听见了主耶稣基督的声音。
On his way to a place where he's about to persecute Christians, then his eyes were blinded, he heard about the gospel, and he was saved immediately.
他多次在传福音的路上, 被人打。
He was beaten up by people when he preached the gospel.
奄奄一息，那些迫害他的人都以为他死了。
He almost died.
但是神却奇妙地救回了他。
But miraculously, God saved his life.
他坐船遇船难。
So his ship met with a storm and was capsized.
在当时，你如果船遇船难， 你船沉下去，人就是死了， 但是多次的神拯救他。
At that time, people would die because of that. But God saved his life many, many times.
保罗被神的灵充满, 他讲方言, 讲得比人更多。
Paul is filled by the Holy Spirit, and he speaks in
many tongues, more than others.
In many tongues, more than others.
神赐给他使徒的权柄, 让他可以医治人。
Paul, God gives him the power of an apostle so that he can heal people.
神给他一种很奇特的属灵的经验, 把他提到三层天上。
God also gave him a very unique spiritual experience that he went up to heaven.
犹太人要看的就是神迹嘛。
Isn't this the miracles that Jews are looking for?
保罗是可以行神迹的人。
So Paul actually is someone who can perform miracles.
犹太人跟他说，保罗，你要我信你的这个信息，跟随你，跟从你，要让你做我老师，你给我看看神迹，我就跟你。
So they would say to him, if you want me to receive the gospel you are preaching, just show me miracles and I will believe.
旧约时代的犹太人就是要看神迹。
In the Old Testament period, Jews looked for miracles.
神也给了他们无数的神迹。
God also gave them lots of miracles.
可是保罗知道。
But Paul knows clearly.
人要神迹，只不过是为了能够填补他们的自己的私欲。
When human beings demand miracles, that's only to satisfy their own personal desires.
从来就不是为了能够借着神迹去认识神。
It's not because they want to seek God, to get to know God.
主耶稣基督在世的时候，当时的犹太人同样的要求他给我们看神迹。
When Jesus Christ was on earth, his contemporary Jews also demanded miraculous signs from him.
主耶稣基督有很多神迹啊。
Of course, Jesus Christ can perform, and he actually performed many miracles.
他用几条鱼、几块饼喂饱了几千几万的人。
He could feed thousands of people just with a few fish and bread.
多少人带着他们生了病或者是死了的家爱人来到主耶稣基督的面前，耶稣就医治了他们，耶稣就使他们复活。
And he healed many times the sick.
犹太人要看见耶稣来这边推翻他们当时的这个暴政。
When Jews found out that Jesus Christ wanted to overthrow the cruel and oppressive politics at that government at that time.
但是主耶稣基督知道，保罗也知道。
But Jesus Christ knew, and Paul also knew this. 这些
寻求神迹的人都是为了能够得到他们自己的好处而已。
These people who demand miraculous signs is only for their own personal good.
因为当神没有照着他们的意愿去行神迹的时候，他们就离开他了。
Because when God does not act in accordance with their wish, and they then leave God.
说希利尼人或那当时的希腊人是要求智慧。
Here Paul says Greeks seek wisdom.
那是因为当时在社会上面，在当时的文化当中，人人都知道，你如果没有学识，你如果没有知识，你没有所谓当时人的智慧，你是不会在这个社会上面你能够提升自己的阶层的。
Because at that time, everybody knows that if you do not have knowledge, if you do not have learning, if you do not have human wisdom, then you cannot go up to be an upper class in society.
你没有知识，你没有智慧。
If you don't have knowledge, if you don't have wisdom,
你如果没有一种独出一格的出众的一种哲理或理念。
If you not if you do not have an an unusual or outstanding philosophical thoughts.
你没有一个高人一等的世界观。
If you don't have an outlook on life that is better or higher than that of other people.
你如果没有一种洞察时空的人生观。
If you don't have a ability to discernment about human life.
你如果没有跟世人不同的这个爱情观或家庭观。
If you don't have a views of love or view of a family that is different from other people.
那你在这个世界上，你就是浑浑噩噩的过。
Then in this world, on earth, you will just live a very ordinary life.
你就没有办法跳出你这个生活上面所受的许多的限制。
Then you will not be able to overcome many limits.
你就没有办法提升自己生活的品质。
You will not be able to enhance the quality or improve the quality of your
life. 你就没有办法得到别人的敬仰和认定。
You will not be able to earn the esteem or even or respect from other people. Brothers and sisters.
你说只是犹太人要神迹，希腊人求智慧而已吗？
So, is it that only Jews demand signs and only Greeks seeks wisdom?
你说我们今天的人没有要神迹，没有要智慧吗？
Is it that people today, they do not demand signs and they do not seek wisdom?
我们今天不但是那些还没有信的人，他们要看神迹，说是这样子，他们才可以来认识神。
Today, not only unbelievers who demand signs, and they said only by seeing a miraculous signs will they come to church.
可惜的就是今天在教会当中，许多的信徒也是说，我就是要神迹，我就是要神供应给我，我的需要太大了，我看不见神。
Unfortunately, even in church, many brothers and sisters would demand miraculous signs. They would demand God to provide them, and to meet them their every need. And they say, "My needs are great."
我们刚刚所描述的当时的犹太这个希腊人对他们的知识、学识、理念和这种人生观、世界观的追求，难道不是我们今天同样追求的吗？
So we just talk about Greeks. They look after knowledge, learning, or wisdom, and outstanding philosophical thoughts. And outlook on life and so on. Isn't it that even people today are seeking those things?
如果今天教会有一群精英在管在治理，
if the church nowadays is governed or managed by elite,
教会的精英越多，那是不是吸引的人越多？
Then the more this group of elite is in number,the more attractive this church would be to people in the world.
政治界、商业界、教育界、社会上面各式各样的精英都在教会当中，那你是不是要来这个教会啊？那关系好嘛。
If we have all the elites from the political circles, financial circles, educational circles, and so on, they are all in this church, isn't that you would then want to come to this church because at least you can make connections with them?
我们的团契领导人，我们的主日学老师，我们的牧师，你知道他们的这个学问都是多少多少的吗？你知道他们在世界上面是有多少的这个头衔的吗？
We could and tell people, do you know how advanced in knowledge or in experience in ability is?For our Sunday school teachers, our pastors, our fellowship leaders.
我们如果对自己有一点期望的话，弟兄姐妹，我们也是有这样的追求啊。
If we have some expectations, for ourselves, we also, these are all the things that, we would like to pursue ourselves.
好，弟兄姐妹，在我继续之前，我要讲一点。
So, before I go on, I would like to clarify one thing.
属神的教会是有神的神迹同在的。
A church, which belongs to church, which belongs to God, does have miracles.
因为神迹是神的工作。
Because, miracles is a work of God.
但是神迹是照着神的心意而赐下的。
But miracles are given in accordance with God's will.
神迹是神为了供应他的子民而给予的一种超乎这个世界上面的供应，不错。
Miracles, are supernatural provisions from God, to meet the needs of His children.
但是，难道我们只要神的赐福而忘记了那赐福的神吗
？But can we only, demand blessings from God, but forget
God
who gives blessings.
神是要精英在他的教会当中的。
God would like to have so-called the elite in his church.
神是要让那些对自己有所成长、有所期许的人在他教会当中的。
God would like to have those in church who has demands on themselves, who has some aspirations about themselves.
当我们照着神的心意去对自己有期望，然后对自己有改进，然后有上进心。
If we expect ourselves to achieve something in accordance with God's will and after His heart,
当我们努力地投入我们的工作的时候，
If we engage ourselves in our work,
很自然地在这个社会上面，我们的所谓的生活品质和人对我们的这个观感就是会渐渐地改变。
Then naturally, in this society,people's our quality of life and people's views of us will be different.
可是这不是教会的目的，也不是信耶稣的呈现。
But this is not the purpose for the establishment of a church. It is not the manifestation of Jesus Christ.
如果我可以应许你们进教会就变聪明，进教会就上好大学，进教会就有好工作。
If I could promise you that once you come to church, then you will become smart, then you can get to a good college, and you will get a good job.
然后你听我跟刘长老用这个天花乱坠的把你们讲的这个心花怒放了。
And you listened to preachings from me and Elder Liu, which is...
Oh, yeah, if you hear the preaching from your pastors, from Alex and from James, and you just say, wow, they're so eloquent, their words are so beautiful, and every time after I hear them, I just feel like I have just leveled up. I feel so good.可是这不是神要我们在他的面前的成长。
But this is not the growth that God would like to see from us.
因为这一切都只是表面的。
Because all of this is only superficial.
一个基督徒，
a Christian,
一个属神的儿女，
someone who belongs to God,
在我们的生命当中，弟兄姐妹，
In our life,
我们要让自己，我们要人看见的是第二十四节说的基督耶稣。
What we need other people to see from us is in verse 24, Jesus Christ.
是因为在十字架上面为我受死的基督，他在我身上所展现的能力。
Is the Christ crucified, his power.In my life,
我这个人的成就，
my all kinds of accomplishments or achievements,
不论是在我在这个事业上面的成功，或者是这个家庭的美满，
whether in family life or whether in workplace,
这一切我让人看见，我让自己看见的，都是因为是有神的智慧，就是主耶稣基督与我同在。
All this.Should demonstrate the presence of Jesus Christ with me.
有一位我认识了，我想三十多年的一个姊妹。
There's a sister whom I have known for over 30 years.
最近听到她的一个见证的分享。
Recently, I heard a testimony from her.
我看见神在他生命当中的工作。
I have witnessed God's work on her life.
我看见他自己在他的生活和他的灵命上面的起伏。
I witnessed ups and downs in her life and in her spiritual life.
我知道他是深深的被主耶稣基督得着的。
I know that I know deeply that he is. She was in the hands of of Jesus Christ. She was obtained by Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know she is just wrapped up in the arms of the Lord Jesus in his love. 我不知道她生命当中所有经历的一切。
I don't know every detail in her life experience.
但是我很肯定的，我知道神在过去做了很大的工作。
But I am very sure that in past years, God had worked hard on her.
我最近才知道这姐妹的一些故事。It's
only recently did I know some stories about these sisters.
她说我过去这么几十年的工作,
She said that in past several decades, In my work,
他说我是在一个竞争力非常的强，然后跟着一群超有能力、超有这个魄力、超有这个要上进的一群人一同工作的这样的一个环境。
I was working. I have been working in a very competitive environment where there are lots of extremely capable, competent, and intelligent. People.
好，当你在那样环境工作的时候，哇，心里面会有一种卓越感。Of
course, you have a sense of excellence, and superiority when you are working alongside this kind of people.
是有一种满足和享受。You,
of course, you experience a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment.
可是呢？
However,
到了一个阶段的时候,
when you comes to a certain stage,
他不愿意继续跟着这个其他的人，照着他们这个系统里面的这种被提拔的方式去讨人的喜悦，或者是只干那些让人能够让人瞧得起的事情，然后不干那些重要但是没人管的事情。
She no longer wanted to work with. In this kind of environment where you need to please people in order to get promotion, where you need to do things that other people can see but ignore those things which are actually very important.
So
at later time, she was transferred to a department which did not give get much attention.
这个整个部门上下，不论是老板也好，同事也好，大家一看就说，那你这个是要自毁前程的人了。
at that time, whether her bosses or her colleagues, they said that working in this department, this will ruin your future.
她开始在这个部门里面工作。
So she started to work in this department.
不再有人的认可。
Huh?
不再有人的认可。
Oh, so there's no longer recognition of her ability or performance.
不再有人的这个敬仰。
She does no longer enjoy respect from people.
同事之间再没有人觉得要去向她讨教。
And her colleagues no longer seek advice from her.
这个过程对她来说是一个很大的挣扎。
And during this process, she grows.
我相信在这个过程当中，她向神求生机，她向神求智慧。
I believe that during this process, she must have demanded miracles from God.
可是神所给的，不是我相信，不是他所想象或我们所能想象的那种神迹或智慧。But
I'm sure the miracles that God performed on her were not exactly the kind of miracles that she was looking for or we would look for.
因为时日久了之后，他发现他对这个部门里面他所服务的这个。 这个方面，他发现他非常的热衷，而且他发现是帮助人的。
Because over the course of time, she gradually came to the realization that people that she served was actually those people she would like to serve passionately.
虽然在人的眼中好像不再受到重视，不再受到提拔，然后呢，这个部门也不再好像提升她了。Although
people do not no longer respect her that much, and she does not get any further promotion, but.
可是他心中有一股满足感。
But she sensed a deep and very real satisfaction.
他知道他是被神掌握在他的手中。
She knows that she is under God's control and protection.
他知道主耶稣基督是他的主。
She knows that Jesus Christ is her Lord.
他在这个困难的过程当中，还是这个自我反思的这个过程当中，他完完全全被主得着。
In all the process, in this process of self examinations and in the process of all these difficulties, she was completely in the hands of.
他也因为有了主耶稣基督，成了他的能力，成了他的智慧。Jesus
Christ became his ability, became his power, became his wisdom.
结果在最近的时候，and
recently,
神改变了他的环境。God
changed her environment.
好像就在一夜之间，他的上司有了调动。
It seems that it's just overnight, all of this happening. Her old boss has left.
然后这个新任的上司就是要提拔他。
And the newly appointed boss just wants to promote her.
是在他们机构当中从来没有这种提拔的潜力的。
And this is an unprecedented case in her. Company.
结果他被提拔了。And
he was promoted.
不但如此,
not only so.
这个本来是最冷的部门,
this department, which usually received little attention.
因为大环境的改变完全不是人可以控制的。大环境的改变，这个冷的部门呢，突然间变成最热的部门。
This because of the external, the change of outside environment, this kind of change is beyond human control. So the originally, the department which originally received little attention, all of a sudden became very popular and very important.
Yeah, in demand.
And in demand.
我知道我在跟你们讲的时候，你们听起来都像是在讲神话一样。
Maybe when I tell you all of this, it seems that you are
fairy tale.
Listening to a
fairy tale.
A fairy tale.
我自己都是这样感觉。
Even I, when I heard about this,
可是这是事实啊。
I thought it's like a fairy tale. But this is a true story. True story.
那因为大环境的改变，他这个最冷的部门，在他的这个机构当中，没有人有他的经验，因为只有他在里面做了那么多年。Because
of the change of this greater environment, in her company, no one has had such experience as her. So, she becomes a person much in demand.
好像在一夕之间。It
seems that all of this happening.
她变成一个没人过问的人，变成人人都要去找的这个专家。She
she changed from someone whom everybody ignores to someone who in everyone's eyes is an expert.
在过，这好像在一夕之间。It
seems all of this happening just in one night.
几十年跟他一起进这个机构的人。 那些都已经比他跑得多快、多先的人，好像在一夕之间，他就全部赶上他们了。
So it's just like overnight, all of a sudden she exceeds those people whom who have been moving much faster and progressing much faster than her in past few decades.
我用的不是人的方式。
So this is by no means a human way.
我用的不是我自己的能力。
I don't use my own ability.
我甚至不是因为我自己的需要而求神迹。
I don't even ask for miracles because of my personal needs.
可是当我的生命改变了之后,
But when my spiritual life changed,
我就看见神的大能。
Then I see the power of God.
我就看到基督在我身上的作为。
Then I see Jesus, the work of Jesus Christ on me.
然后弟兄姐妹,
Brothers and sisters,
这个人的生命,
this person's life
就可以被神使用,
can be used by God.
因为神的能力和神的智慧, 借着主耶稣基督的权柄在他的身上彰显了。
Because God demonstrates his own power and his wisdom through Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹, 这是教会的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is a testimony from the church.
你听见这个姐妹的故事, 你心里会说, 你会不想要吗?
So when you heard about this story from this sister, you would most likely also want this happening to you.
我为弟兄姐妹们的祷告就是盼望在 我们每一个人的生命当中，我们有相同的经历。
And this is also my prayer for each and every one of you that we may all experience the same God's power and God's wisdom in
不是听,
our lives.
不是听人的意见。
We don't listen to human opinions.
不是用人的方法。
We don't use human ways or methods.
我们知不知道主耶稣基督？
Do we or do we not know Jesus Christ?
我们知不知道主耶稣基督为我钉十字架在我的生活当中的意义是什么？
Do we or do we not know what is the true meaning of Jesus Christ crucified?
我们的信心,
our faith,
我们的生命,
our life,
不要建立在人的话语上面。
We don't build it on human words.
也不是建立在人的方法上面。
We don't build it on human methods.
这个生命和信心的呈现一定要是建立在神的大能之上。
The demonstration of our faith must be built on
God himself.
God himself.
这是为什么保罗最后二章三节到五节他这样说，所以啊，以他这样子的一个人，他说我在你们那里，我是又软弱又惧怕又战惊。For
this very reason, Paul says in chapter 2, verse 3, when I was with you, I was in weakness and in fear and much trembling.
我怕的就是讲人的话。
Because I feared that I would say human human words.
我怕的就是用我的方法，我的意见去帮助你。
Because I feared that I would help you with human ways or human methods.
我所说的每一句话，我所讲的每一篇道，我不要用那所谓智慧的、委婉的言语，我要用圣灵的大能和圣灵的名证。
In my speech and in my message, I did not use the so-called plausible words of wisdom, but rather I rely on the Spirit and of and the power of God.
所以信徒们的信就不是在乎人的智慧了，就只有在乎在神的大能上。
So that the faith of believers might not rest in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
这是我们对教会的要求。
This is a expectation of us for our church.
这是我们对教会里面讲神话语的人的要求。
This is our expectation of those who speak God's words.
这是我们弟兄姊妹之间彼此在爱里面的要求。
This is the expectation of brothers and sisters in love.
这是我们在我们的家庭当中，弟兄姐妹，我们对家人们在爱里面彼此的一个要求。
And we also are in eager expectation of this demonstrated in our family life.
不是人的智慧。
Not human wisdom.
人的智慧是软弱的。
Human wisdom is weak.
但是是神的智慧。
Rather,is the power of God, the wisdom of God.
对，因为就算是神的愚拙，都是比人的智慧更强的。
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man.
愿主祝福他的话。
May God bless his own words.